Valley Sounds.
Greetings and welcome into Valley Sounds from 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. This is where you can catch the show in real time on terrestrial radio every Saturday night at 9. Otherwise, you can find us at WLRH.org, on the new WLRH mobile app, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Valley Sounds is a collaboration with local producers and other Huntsville podcasts to spotlight original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. Coming up in tonight's episode, Tim Miller from the podcast In Tune with T-Mill has a sit-down with Josh Allison over at the Maitland Conservatory. Josh has written a song about the passing of his mother, and they talk about where he was and what he was doing when he wrote the lyrics and the melody for that song. We'll also be playing music tonight from Slick Sean, Men in Mountains. Ken Waters was spending some quality time creating music during the quarantine, and he sends us a brand new tune. We've also got Hannah Vega, Good in the Grief, Christina Lynn, and to get the show started tonight, we're going to kick things off with Black Market Haggis, and this is their song, Shannon Bell's Set. Thank you.
the king.
Hail to the king.
And lords of lords.
Lords of lords.
May he protect us from the evil. Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Lords of lords.
Lords of lords.
May he protect us from evil.
Much as we need love in the world today, people still getting shot, still getting sprayed. We used to fist fight, lose and fight another day. Now today, if you lose, they gon' pray at your weight. We used to make children play outside all day. Now today, if you don't watch them, they could be missing and found with no internal organs at all. A body full of newspaper to fill the void. Politicians, man, they prey on the poor. And our president will probably put us in a world war. Ain't nobody really got your best interest in mind. So unkind and entwined about me and mine. When was the last time you asked if someone was fine? Or didn't decline when they needed help out of bond? That's why I get down on my knees and pray. For years I've been hearing we living in the last days.
Hail to the king,
hail to the king,
and lords of lords,
lords of lords,
may he protect us from the evil. Hail to the king,
hail to the king,
lords of lords,
lords of lords,
may he protect us from evil.
So much going on in the world today. People rather be petty, and it's sad to say. Right now, a human trafficking transaction going down. Life a game of thrones. It ain't that many crowns. People worship idols, treat these stars like they're gods. If only you knew the true power you possess inside. Oh, you'll put on for the gram, but won't put on for your fam. Then the 4th of July, you're dressing like Uncle Sam. Cops still murdering unarmed blacks, but you won't hear nothing about it unless there's a hashtag. And God bless the child that hold they own, and you can't wait our way to Sunday just to right your wrongs. Been dripping out my soul into this microphone. There's no shadows in the valley when the lights are on. I get down on my knees and pray. For years I've been hearing we're living in the last days. Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
And lords of lords.
Lords of lords.
Protect us from the evil. Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Lords of lords.
Lords of lords.
May he protect us from evil.
Politicians, man, they prey on the poor. And our president will probably put us in a world war. Ain't nobody really got your best interest in mind. So unkind and entwined about me and mine. When was the last time you asked if someone was fine? Or didn't decline when they needed help out of bond? That's why I get down on my knees and pray. For years I've been hearing we're living in the last days. Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
And lords of lords.
Lords of lords.
Protect us from the evil. Hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Lords of lords.
Lords of lords.
May he protect us from evil.
I'm on my Wakanda shit.
Hail to the king.
So I walk through the valley.
And lords of lords.
Shadow of death.
May he protect us.
Fear no evil.
From the evil. Hail to the king. Lords of lords, may he protect us from evil.
Now whispering.
That was Ken Waters and his song Dakar 7 p.m. Ken, one of the folks who's been spending some quality time in the quarantine creating some music, and that was one of his latest creations he sent over to us. Before that, we heard from Men in Mountains with 937, Slick Sean with Hail to the King before that, and starting that set was Black Market Haggis with Shandon Bell's set. And you're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. If you like what you're hearing, you can grab a playlist of tonight's show and all of our shows at WLRH.org on the Valley Sounds page. Otherwise, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or basically wherever you get your podcasts. And Valley Sounds is a collaboration with local producers and other Huntsville podcasts to spotlight original music being created and performed here in the Tennessee Valley. And while the performing thing has kind of been constrained due to the COVID-19 epidemic, people are still out there creating music and doing it online and having small limited gatherings. So it's great to know that people are still out there playing. Up next on tonight's show, Tim Miller has a conversation with Josh Allison. And this interview starts with Josh explaining where he was and what he was doing when he wrote the lyrics and the melody for the song Pieces Together, which is about the passing of his mother.
Well, the song's Pieces Together. My mother was a she had a huge heart, and she wanted to always bring the kids together and us to be doing stuff together, and she loved doing jigsaw puzzles. And that's the one thing that in my life I really do enjoy doing, and when I do it, it makes me think about my mother. It makes me go back to when I was 10 years old at the kitchen table with her, putting together this 2,000-piece puzzle, and she'd be able to, she was so good at it. And she always told us to put the sides and the corners together, and the middle to put itself together. And as a, I don't know, I didn't take it as a metaphor then, but as I look at it now, I see it as get your foundation and everything else will fall into place. Like, get what you want, you know what I mean? Like, get you a good job, get you a good house, and in life you will be on the path that you need to be on, you know what I mean? It's like you're setting yourself up for the puzzle to put itself together. You know what I mean? That's the way I took it. I don't know if as my brothers and sisters, you know, took it a different way, but as growing up, that's what I remember it as. But sitting on my front porch in North Carolina, buried my mother 2 weeks prior, was really emotional, really missing her, really mourning her. And I just started playing guitar. And there was a song that I played at her funeral. It's called 40 Days by Amos Lee. And Amos Lee's a very religious writer, but he don't really hear it, but he know exactly what he's talking about when he's talking about 40 days. That song was just ringing in my head, like, I got to do something, I got to do. I changed a couple words in that song for her funeral. And the original song said Sally Jane, and I said Mama Kay, because her name is Julia Kay Allison. So I didn't have time to write one for a funeral, and I felt kind of bad. So I was sitting on my front porch, that song was ringing in my mind, and I started playing guitar, and then it just came out. It literally just came out. The words just came out. Why did you have to go and leave us all behind? You know, because your parents, you're always supposed to see your parents grow really, really old. You know, that's what I wanted. I couldn't wait to see my mom and dad, white hair, sitting together, you know, great grandkids sitting on their laps, but it is what it is, you know. But in that moment, that's what I felt. I just started playing, and literally it's the lyrics came out, and it's sometimes it's the best ones come out when you don't even push, and you just start playing and feeling it and thinking about that person or thinking about that event and that time in your life. It's magic. It is magic. But that's where I was, sitting on my front porch in North Carolina, thinking about mom, really missing and loving my mother. I started playing guitar, and the words came out.
And it's such a fragile topic or song. Why share such a fragile and vulnerable song and not keep it to yourself? Why share that?
Because, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Not this song, but another original song called Moving On. Another really, really one of my favorites. We went and played for a friend of ours that could not come to a show. When I say ours, mine and Judy's. And she was working at the animal hospital overnight. So we showed up in the lobby after our gig, 11:30, She couldn't make it to the 6 to 9 gig. 11:30 in the lobby, I looked at her and I said, "What do you want to hear?" And she's like, "What?" And she's like, "I want to hear some original stuff." So we pretty much made a little short private concert in the animal hospital right off the parkway, right next to the rock. And I was playing Moving On, and this doctor walked out. This vet walks out from the back and stands there in the doorway. And I played Moving On, and Moving On is just, I mean, you can take it any way you want to, but the song explains itself, Moving On. I played it, and when I got done, that doctor was bawling. I'm talking about to the point almost hyperventilating, bawling. She lost her brother in a very horrific accident where he punched the door and a piece of wood got shoved into his vein, killed him instantly. And she said when she heard that song, it was hard for her to let go of that horrific accident. But when she heard that song, she said, "That is my song. That song was written for me." So that's why I play songs like that. That's why I play pieces together, because every person in the crowd has lost somebody, if not their parent, you know. And it's really nice to be able to sit down and not be sitting alone and have somebody sit next to you and say, "I completely understand where you are. And I get you. I am that person when I play that song."
Wow. And is there any difference between recording, arranging, you know, songs like this, performing with your band versus your other songs? Is there a way that you approach it differently or record it differently? Is there any differences?
Not really. I mean, I was mad at myself at one part when I originally recorded it. If you listen to Pieces Together, there's a note, and I hit the guitar really hard in the middle of the song. I messed up. I messed up on my vocals, and I got mad, and I hit that guitar chord hard. But also, I was feeling the song. I felt like it had to be perfect for Mom. It had to be perfect to represent. So, and then on the playback, oh my gosh, I couldn't listen to half the song. We got it all recorded. Everything was perfect. And I was sitting listening to the playback on the couch at Welcome to 1979 in Nashville. 30 seconds into the song, I turned into a 5-year-old child about to die. I was crying. I mean, it was horrible. I just said, "I got to go." Walked outside. I couldn't hear it. So I was like, "Jason Humphreys, Judy, Chris, Mara, all you guys, let me know how this song goes. I'm outside." I just couldn't hear it, dude. I couldn't hear it. My brothers and sisters, my dad can't hear it sometimes. It's just like, because it's, they hear Mom in that song. So, yeah, it was rough, but it wasn't rough emotionally. It was rough because I wanted to make it perfect. So I pushed myself even further to make it right. But it turned out, I mean, it turned out great. I thought it turned out great.
And when you're performing this song, and there's been so many different times that, there's been a few times where I've seen you perform it live, and I always wonder of what's going through your mind or your thought while you're performing this song, because I can't imagine just you're not thinking about what's next, or
yeah.
It's weird. It's a void, so to speak, but what's going through your head while you're performing such a song like that?
I just see pictures of her. I see... If I keep my eyes open, it's hard to, because people look at me, and it doesn't matter if I'm playing a happy song or a sad song or anything. Sometimes I will lose my place if I look at somebody's eyes, just because it's like, it's weird. It's something ever since I was a little kid, when I look at somebody, really, 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 really look at somebody, I will completely, I mean, my thought process, what I'm doing, what I'm working on, will completely be derailed. And I when I close my eyes, I picture her, man. It makes me happy. But it also, you know, it's like, it makes me happy to see her, but at the same time, it's like, it hurts, dude. It hurts. Sometimes I'm in the middle of the song, and I'll have to open my eyes, just be like, whoa, I got too deep in that one. Too deep in that memory. Too deep. The best way I can describe it is I'm on a jet ski. You know how you can go on some of those jet skis, you can go under the water and then come right back up. I do that in my memory, in the waters of my memories. And I'm on that jet ski in the middle of the song. And I'm riding the waves, and I'm going under. And I'm coming back up, and I'm going back under. I'm going back up, and I stay on the top for a little while. Easy part of the song, more emotional part of the song, back up into a wave, down in the water. That's the best way I can describe it. It's not always just a song. It's never been just a song. It's never going to be just a song.
Excellent. Well, I would like to lead out with that, and I'd like you to introduce the song for everyone. And thank you for being here with us, Josh. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. The song is called Pieces Together and written by me, Josh Allison.
To my puzzled life, when I strayed away, you held me in so tight, yeah. You were so young and all came. Without you now, I just don't know how to put the pieces together. Together.
That was Josh Allison with his song Pieces Together, which was written about the passing of his mother. Hope you guys enjoyed that interview there with Tim Miller from the podcast In Tune with T-Mill to go along with that. You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. Yes, we are a listener-supported public radio station. That means we have fun drives every year. And unfortunately, this year, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we aren't going to be able to have a Spring Pledge Week, which we would normally be doing right about now anyways, inviting folks into the station to come hang out with us and inviting local performers in to entertain people. And since we can't do any of that, we have fallen behind in our fundraising goals. So if you enjoy the programs like Valley Sounds and all the locally produced programs that we have, and all the national content we're able to provide to the Tennessee Valley, all of that comes with a cost, which you folks help us pay. So if you can, please go to WLRH.org, click the blue donate button to either renew your membership or become a new sustaining member or even make a one-time contribution. Remember, every penny counts. And that's the thing that helps keep us going here at 89.3 WLRH and allows us to continue to provide this kind of quality programming for the Tennessee Valley. We really hope you enjoy it. If you donate, please leave a comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you like, even what you don't like. No feedback is bad feedback in that sense. So please, if you can, give a few bucks at WLRH.org. All right, coming up next in Valley Sounds, we've got another great set of music here, and we're going to get it started with one of the most positive people I've ever met in my entire life, I think. His name's Jordan, but he goes by Chill City, and here's his song, Cocoa Butter Love.
Yeah, Chill City, baby. You know, a lot of times, man, I often see that we don't really take the time to get to know ourselves. So in efforts of all of that, man, we start chasing love in the wrong places and end up hurting the person that we said we care about, or end up getting hurt because we really ain't healed from the past. Like, actually taking the time to sit down and understand what we want, what we don't want, what we willing to tolerate, what we won't tolerate. And I mean, it's such a disservice, man. It's such a disservice because, I mean, what you're doing is you're creating this whole false pretense of what you truly feeling, man, because it's either you lacking attention or, you know, whatever the case may be. But you know what? I'ma help you out. I'ma help you out, man. True story. Check it. Chill City. Pretty dark-skinned girl, raise your glass up. Don't worry, I got the tab, bruh. Just keep laughing, girl. Cause all things hold their own blessings. You work that necklace. Not to be too forward, but you my kind of sex. And I use kinda lightly because kinda is not 100%, so you might be kinda lying. Not apologizing. It's easier to stay true than be kinda hide. Let's watch the eyes and the time, and then more importantly, the underlines. Cause buying lies and ties being made ain't worth getting into, especially if we putting out on the first date. Now you in a freight lane like it's payday. I'ma leave this right here. I spit it to you so you know I ain't scared. I mean, hell, I got a question there if we decide to take it there. But let's get a little bit more descriptive. Pay attention, I mean, really listen. Yeah,
See, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I gotta know, are you down for me? You are quite the lady, my cocoa butter baby. Your vibe is so dangerous.
You got several options, and in my opinion, with your hella experience, you got ambition, and I get it, but let's just cut down the business. You just broke up with your ex, so you lacking attention. You playing victim, but I'm not your neighborhood Spider-Man. Nah. One thing you understand is persistent, so I'ma be persistent and just keeping it real. If I'm getting too deep, then girl, express how you feel. This won't only work if both of us is keeping it real. Now keep in mind that you approached me when you was feeling low, playing victim, and you was thinking I'm the scapegoat. Creating trouble from the start, but it was hard. Thinking with my head and not my heart, so hit me, God. I asked, was your man, and you told me he's out of town. Don't worry about it, get to know me. The pressure of them thighs is killing me softly. Let's have some offspring and talk about Noriega.
See, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I gotta know, are you down for me? You are quite the lady, my cocoa butter baby. So dangerous, I guess it's all on me.
Mm-hmm. electricity through my veins.
From the tall trees it comes tumbling down.
Though around these parts you never hear a sound.
Maybe just a whisper blowing through the breeze.
Oh, these dark words you're searching for.
Thank you. He sat down at the bar, said, give me what you got that'll numb this pain, and lied to me tonight. She said, honey, what you need is something we've got. Sit right on back and feel the rhythm alive. She served a little whiskey, and honey, it goes down real easy when you drink it slow. She can stop a heart and free a weary soul. She sang a lot like whiskey, whiskey and honey. Every song hit home and took him back to childhood dreams and long lost loves, torn and sewn hearts. His mom and his dad, the coulda, woulda, shouldas and memories of. She served a little whiskey, and honey, it goes down real easy when you drink it slow. She can stop a heart and free a weary soul. She sang a lot like whiskey, whiskey and honey. With our past, memories leave you breathless, and they last, oh, they last, yeah, they last, they really last. She served a little whiskey, and honey, goes down real easy when you listen slow. She can stop a heart and free a weary soul. She sang like whiskey, a little like whiskey, a whole lot like whiskey, whiskey and honey.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3, listener-supported Huntsville Public Radio. My name's Nate Emery. Thanks so much for tuning into our local music show tonight. The artist you just heard was Christina Lynn, and that was her song Whiskey and Honey. Before her, we heard from Valbara and their song Dead, Hunta Vega, right before that with a song called The Lost Ones. Good in the Grief before that was with a song called Quit Borrowing Money From Me, and starting that set was Chill City with Cocoa Butter Love. If you like what you're hearing, you can check out this and all the episodes of Valley Sounds at WLRH.org. That's where you can find a playlist of everything you heard on tonight's show. We also have an archive of all the previous shows on there as well. You can also check out all the episodes of this show with the new free WLRH mobile app. You can also find us, if that's not your thing, wherever you find your podcasts. So Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play, we're on all the biggies. So you can find us out there as well. Special thanks to our guest tonight, Josh Allison, and our contributing producer, Tim Miller, from the podcast In Tune with T-Mill. Our opening music was written and performed by the Backyard Heavies. Our closing music was written and performed by Chris Wilson of the Barnstormers. And since that's all for now, until next time, you stay classy.